It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday the 7th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. How'd you like to rig up your sock drawer or your sump pump to your smartphone? This week, we're asking folks in the tech world about a great shift from an Internet of web pages toward an Internet of interconnected intelligent objects, the Internet of Things. A D.C. area company called SmartThings sells home connection kits. Its CEO, Alex Hawkinson, says inspiration came from a rustic mountain cabin with burst pipes.
Everything thawed out and started rotting, and we didn't discover it until quite a time later. And it drove us crazy that we didn't know that that had happened. So we started the company on the basis of, you know, how do we take the available bandwidth that's in the air, you know, your iPhone's connected, your Kindle's connected, those things, and make it possible for simple sensors to connect up so you could see an event like that from anywhere.
And then I can monitor this, what, through a smartphone, Android, or even an iPhone?
Yes, exactly. And so you basically get the opportunity to, one, sort of put a supercomputer into these everyday objects that was never possible before. Two, you can connect them together in very intelligent ways. So let's say you had a sprinkler as an example. Once it's connected, it makes it simple to set a schedule, or you could even have it avoid going off when there's rain in the forecast later that day, something we've been seeing a lot on the East Coast.
The philosophy that's behind this, connecting physical objects to your smartphone, where do you think this goes? I mean, it's not going to just stop at drawers and pet collars.
You know, when we conceived of the company, we had a very simple sort of idea at the beginning. And then we realized there's a much bigger implication to this that we really think is the third epoch of the web. And we call it, you know, the physical graph.
The physical graph. We've been hearing a lot of that term graph recently. When Facebook announced its new search capability, that was the social graph. You've got the physical graph.
The implication is really about this massive level of intelligence that can happen in the internet via connecting these otherwise very simple and sort of dumb everyday objects.
Alex Hawkinson, CEO of SmartThings. Thank you very much.
Thanks, David. It was wonderful to join you.
Marketplace Tech is supported by Personal Capital, investment advice for the digital age, offering tools to personally manage your portfolio at personalcapital.com.
Janelle Burley Hoffman is a Cape Cod mother of five with strong opinions about how to behave with technology. Hey there, Janelle.
Hello.
Help me out here. I'm sitting in a theater the other night watching some kids in a band concert, and you know who's right in front of me, Janelle?
I can't imagine who.
Lady holding up her 10-inch iPad and using it as a camera right in front of my face.
So I'm in my daughter's first grade classroom, and they're doing a presentation on holidays around the world. And so they're only six, and the teacher has pre-recorded them on video. Very similar situation, a dad takes out his iPad and starts videoing the video of his son. This memory that he's capturing here is of his child on a screen. So I'm sitting here and I'm really thinking, what are we trying to capture here? When I look back at my kids' videos when they were babies or they were in a performance, it's not those formal things that I like to look at. It's those 1 or 2 minutes of life of them wrestling on the couch cushions or playing out in the yard with the dog. Those are the things that I think really capture life. I really feel like that's what we're missing.
Janelle Burley Hoffman, Cape Cod, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'll be talking to Janelle regularly about tech and etiquette. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.